How do you stop Brady? I don't know if there's short answer. I know that'd be, but you know, it's going to be a challenge for our unit. You know, he's got so many weapons, and you know, we basically all week we've been calling him a surgeon. You know, we're going to try to obviously, you know, take away the big plays, make them earn every yard that we can. But ultimately, it's going to come down to, you know, we got to execute and play with great fundamentals to give ourselves a chance.
How do you stop Gronkowski?
You know, that's another question I don't think anybody in the league has answered. You know, for us, you know, we have a lot of different, you know, players, and, you know, we're fortunate that we're very talented. So, you know, we got to be able to try to get the right guy on him in man situations and obviously know where he's at in zone coverage. But, you know, nobody around the league has stopped him. So, you know, we got to have a plan. We feel very confident with our plan, and we got to go in there and execute it.
Ultimately, is your rush your best defense on Gronkowski?
You know, I think that obviously we want to be able to pressure Tom as much as we possibly can. But at the same time, their offensive line does a really nice job of protecting him. Hasn't been sacked a lot. So, you know, and the ball comes out extremely quick. And so, you know, we're going to have to get as much push as we possibly can, hopefully get some tips, and get that ball up in the air so we can go get it.
Ben made some great throws on a couple of those touchdowns last week. But were there some other breakdowns that you need to get corrected?
No. To be honest with you, on I think it was three of the touchdowns, they came off. And I said, hey, it was a hell of a catch. You know, so you got to give credit to them. You know, there was nobody wide open or anything. We didn't bust any coverages. It was just a hell of a play by Pittsburgh. And, you know, Ben is a great quarterback. He's got great weapons. And, you know, it's a situation they made some plays. I do like the opportunity if we get to, you know, play him again at some point in time in the future, which we will. You know, we'll make plays on those balls.
Made some strides this year, and where is he really better maybe now than he was last year?
You know, I think he's added a little bit more to his toolbox on the moves and stuff he uses. He worked hard in the off season trying to come from speed to power. You know, he's always had a nice little cross chop on the edge, but he's developing more tools with his toolbox. So I think that's taken him, you know, I think he had 8 last year or 12 or something like that this year. So he's disruptive. You know, that's the biggest thing. So we like where he's going, and, you know, we still think that he's got some room to grow.
Have a knack for turnovers into points, and I was wondering how much work goes into not only having nose for the ball, but also having nose for the end zone.
You know, a lot of it is, you know, we got good players, so they make plays on the ball. You know, that's a lot of it. You know, they're in position. They have an opportunity to catch the ball, for example. They catch the ball. We do a nice job, I think, up front. Hobbs does a nice job with our D-line working on the run reach, trying to get the ball out. You know, we have a lot of sack fumbles, and that is stressed heavily in the defensive line room. We very seldom talk about sacks. We talk about sack fumbles. That's the most important thing is we get the ball back for our offense. And, you know, and we work on it every week in our circuits. We talk about it each and every week. It's a point of emphasis to get the ball back to the offense. The best defense in the NFL is one that's sitting on the sideline. So if we can get the ball back for our offense and we can go over and sit down, that's a good thing for the Jaguars.
Also, you have a ton of talent off at every level, but you have a lot of experience on that line. How important is that to any defense?
Well, I think going in, you know, we've went into obviously Pittsburgh. That's a tough place to play. I think our defensive line played extremely well. The leadership with Calais and Malik is unmatched. And then in the back end, we got Church. And at the second level, obviously, we got Telvin. So that leadership's going to be big. You know, overall, I'd say we're a young team, but we got some great leaders. And those leaders are going to take us as far as we can.
Brady said this is the best defense he'll face this year. Flip it the other way. Is this from top to bottom, is this the best offense he'll face?
Yeah. And, you know, we've faced some obviously really good teams. Pittsburgh is, you know, exceptional. But, you know, how Tom runs this offense, and it did help us seeing a lot of things when we were up there in training camp, you know, how it's just a great system, and he's got a great control of it. So without a doubt, with, you know, Gronk and the wide receivers, the running backs are tough for matchups. So they're very talented, and, you know, we're going to have our hands full.
Following up on those running backs, last year I think you said getting after Danny Woodhead was like the chicken and Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lewis and White, like.
Now they got 3 chickens in the coop. So, but no, I mean, they're matchup issues. And, you know, they do a nice job once again within their system. They get you out in space, work jerk routes, and all that kind of stuff. And fortunately, once again, you know, we got some talented linebackers. So, you know, we feel that we match up well. We're going to have to execute. If and when we do play some man coverage, you know, we got some pretty good players to match up.
There's even the thought that when Gillis is on the field, the Patriots ran, and when they had White on the field, it was often a pass. But when you have a guy like Deion Lewis, does that kind of complicate what you're expecting, because he can do so many things?
Yeah, I mean, you study all the analytics of, you know, who's on the field with who and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, White will carry the ball. Lewis will go out. He'll catch. He'll run it, all that kind of stuff. And then, obviously, we think Burkhead's going to be back this week. So, you know, they're all big-time weapons. So regardless who's in the game, we got to know where they're at and make sure our matchups are on where they need to be.
I know it won't be the matchup, but could Jalen cover Gronk? Would you like that matchup?
Oh, I don't know. In a basketball game, I think we would. you know, but Jalen's a corner. You know, we're going to run our system. I think the last thing you can do is you go into a game like this and you try to reinvent the wheel. You know, we got to where we're at as a team, not just defense, but as a team doing what we do. We run the football, we create takeaways, and we play sound defense and great special teams. And we're not going to change that. And Jalen's a good corner, and he plays against wide receivers.
How beneficial is the depth and rotation that you have on the defensive front at this point in the season?
It's important. I think you got to stay fresh. You know, at this point in time, a lot of these games, just like last week, they come down to the fourth quarter, and you got to be able to pressure the quarterback in the fourth quarter. You know, we learned that a long time ago with Coach Kiffin and Coach Carroll up in Seattle. You got to be fresh. And, you know, it's important. We've dressed seven, and all seven play. And when it gets into that fourth quarter, then you got to ride your horses, and hopefully they're, you know, fresh for the stretch.
What sort of trickle-down effect does the presence of Calais have on the rest of the defense? Do teams give him a lot of attention? Does it free up other guys? Does it help in the back end?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously if you double Calais, then you got Yannick and Dante and Malik you got to deal with. And if you single block him, then obviously we like our chances. But I think just with those four, it allows us to do some things coverage-wise. And the whole name of this game is you got to pressure the quarterback. And, you know, we're fortunate we got four to five guys that can pressure the quarterback, and that only helps out our back end. And if he does have to hold it, we got great coverage. And, you know, if he can hold it a little bit longer, I like our opportunities to get there.
What does his presence do for your locker room, for your defensive line meeting room, for things like – he seems to have a very outsized – physical and psychological preference.
Yeah, you know, he's been here before. You know, he's been in the Super Bowls before. He's made this stretch run. You know, he's talked to, obviously, the defensive line and our defensive unit. The leadership, what it takes this time of year to be successful. You got to continue to work. And it just whatever he brings to that room is leadership. And it brings it to not only just the defensive side, but the whole football team. So it's priceless. We know we got a good player, but we got a heck of a leader, too.